This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have two very, very sexy guests joining us. We are very lucky to have Paulini and Kip Gamblin from The Bodyguard.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Oh my gosh, listen to all those people that have joined us. They're so excited. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Apparently it's not your night off though.
No, we both have a show tonight at 7 o'clock at the Regent Theatre.
I'd be worried if only one of you had a show and the other didn't, seeing as well, you're both in the same show.
Paulini does get one night off.
I get one night off, yes.
You have an understudy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Is it Emily Williams?
Emily Williams,
yes. Who's a young diva.
Yes, who was a past young diva.
Yeah.
It's great to be working with her again. So
fantastic. Yeah. Oh. Now, the Bodyguard movie was released in 1992. We're all too young, yeah? Do you remember the movie?
I was one, so that's exciting.
One. I was 10.
You were 10 when it came out?
I'm an 85 baby. What does that mean?
Oh, six. I can't do the maths.
I can't do maths. I'm old, but I can't do maths.
Yes.
Great. Six. So I was...
Seven, sorry.
17. So, yeah, and I was a little bit older than that.
I'll say that. But the lighting in here is really bad anyway.
The lighting is so bad. But if people haven't seen the movie, do you need to have seen the movie to come and see the show?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, the show, I've had a lot of people who've seen the movie who come and see the show and say the show is better.
It's better.
Well, there you go.
Of course they would, Kip.
And the story...
It's incredible.
The story holds well for a theatre show, and it's a fantastic as far as musicals go. It's very different to most of the other musicals out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got flames and gunfights and
everything,
and this amazing woman singing 15 songs, and she just blows everyone's mind every night.
Oh, thanks, mate.
And so, Paul, is this your first musical theatre piece?
Yeah,
my debut.
That's
a big
theater.
One.
It is. It's both our first musical.
Now, did you see this in the UK?
I did. I remember walking past the theatre on the West End and seeing it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's The Bodyguard. And yeah, we went in and saw it that night, and Heather Headley was on that night, and oh, she was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, if this ever comes to Australia, I'm definitely going to audition.
You're
and I did.
Gal. You got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And of course, it's one of the things I read online was that it is the movie, but it dials up the relationship between your character, Rachel Barron,
yep.
and her sister.
Yes,
Nikki. It's a little bit different in the stage play to what it was in the movie.
Yeah, it is. Nikki's role is a lot more prominent, right? And and the stalker too.
Mm-hmm. The stalker?
Yeah.
Mm. Brendan Irving, who does a fantastic job.
He does.
He does good stalk.
He is scary.
He's a good stalk.
Yeah,
he gets a big boo every night when he takes his bow. So clearly what he does works.
Yeah. And of course, the other thing I read was it's got more Whitney songs in it than did the original movie. So this is the 14 songs that you do.
14 songs
every night.
So everything from the soundtrack, the Bodyguard soundtrack, and more of Whitney's repertoire, which is great, and just intertwined into the beautiful storyline of The Bodyguard.
So if you loved Whitney,
you're gonna love
The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love Whitney?
I know, right?
Who are those people?
Don't message us. We don't want to know. I want to know: is there dancing involved in this? Because obviously, there's going to be a lot of singing. You said gunfire. And
mm-hmm. There's a lot of dance numbers. Amazing dance numbers. We have some incredible, probably some of the top Australian dancers in our show.
Did you guys have to slip into that role yourselves as be dancers?
Paulini does a lot of dancing.
I do two dance routines in the musical, and I've got to say, at first I was like, I cannot do this. This is not me. I cannot dance. But you know what? It was a challenge, and I can't believe that I'm getting up on stage every night now doing these routines, because it's hard for someone like me who's not a dancer.
Now, of course, Kip, I've done some research on you. Now, you've got a bit of a dance background.
Yes.
This isn't your first time dancing on stage.
It is not. But unfortunately, I don't do a lot of dancing. I do a little bit of a slow dance and I do a little, in my bow, I do a little bit of a something.
But you're actually a trained ballet dancer, yeah?
I am a trained ballet dancer from many moons ago.
You should watch your pirouette, go on.
Oh, I could choose a pirouette. that's kept me in good stead, actually, as a male performer. Being able to dance is a very lucky thing, because there are a lot of actors who don't have anything to fall back on. But dance has been something that I've been able to fall back on many times.
Now, of course, everybody knows Pauline from the television and seeing you on the trams around Melbourne. Now, Kip, they might recognise your voice, but they might know your face from such work as Home and Away and Neighbours.
All the top artistic sort of all productions. You know, that's,
been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Yeah, well, like you said, I a lot of people recognise me from TV and soap and... it's
from
funny.
Soap, you're carved into soap.
Soap, and you know I'm a bit of a soap slut, and but I take a lot of pride when people recognise me from dancing at the Opera House or at the State Theatre, and most of my fans from TV don't really know that stuff. But I get a real buzz out of when people go, "Hey, I saw you dance, and you were you know in this, and we loved it." And it's I cling to the fact that I do have a discipline and did have to work hard for this career, whereas I know a lot of actors who literally were plucked off the beach because they had the good look.
And they couldn't incorporate dance for you for in those soap roles.
Did I have to incorporate
can I just
dance?
Be a, you just didn't. So
a couple of them incorporated
a toady two-step in the Neighbours.
Can I just do a bit of a twirl, pirouette around?
No, quite often they it always. Let's face it, dance in movies and in TV, it never really. I have to be honest, as a professional dancer, I always feel that it's never portrayed in a real sense. You know, I'm hopefully really one day would like to be involved with it. I mean, I did an ABC series called Dance Academy, which I think was the closest thing to a good example of the dance world. But quite often I'm left disappointed by the portrayal of my profession and 'cause you don't have to research hard to realise that, you know, it's one of, if the, not the hardest professions to make it in dance. But I feel in media and TV, they always try and portray it like we're, you know, I don't know what. But I want to be involved with that film that really shows dancers for the amazing artists that they are. Yeah. Anyway, enough about
fame
me.
Fame wasn't right. Fame wasn't that good. Fame wasn't true.
Fame. The original movie is fantastic. That is brilliant.
But Debbie Allen, this is where you, what is it? Anyway.
So we'll just do fame. A remake of Fame tonight. Just before your
and you sing the Iron Cara song, Paulini.
Sorry?
You can sing What a Feeling from Iron Cara.
Sure.
There we go. If any producers are listening.
I know.
So, Pauline, you do all the big numbers, don't you?
Yes.
And you do the one, don't you? The Dolly Parton,
yes,
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Is it though? Nights a week, third state, you've done it.
My favourite song is actually a duet that I do with Prinny.
And Prinny plays your sister?
Yes, yep. Prinny plays Nicky Marin. It's
Run
to You. Sorry, I had to think about that. that's, I got to say, that's my favourite song to perform.
So what I want to know, you two spend a lot of time together on the stage. I presume you spend probably a lot of time together off the stage because you have to have that relationship.
Totally.
But what was it like that first time that you had to lift Pauline Kipp? Or Pauline,
the lift.
What did it feel like? What was it like?
Yeah, she was quite worried.
Is there something else going on?
It's a funny thing about girls and having to lift them up. They get quite conscious.
She
was quite worried. I mean, I'm not the world's biggest man. I'm happy to admit that. But I was a ballet dancer, and I tried to explain this to her that I was a contemporary dancer as well, and I had to dance a lot with men. And so I used to lift up a lot of blokes and not just.
Hear that, boys? Hear that, boys? Yeah. Is it missing now?
Yeah.
And and Emily and Pauline were both a bit like, looking at me thinking, how is this going to work? But as she will tell you that, you know, have you ever felt like I've struggled?
No, he's like the Hulk.
Thank you.
He's just like,
and that's that dance training again, I think. Comes in handy every now and then.
So what do you do on your nights off then? Do you just go and lift other women and like?
I try to. It never ends well.
Just lift Pauline, I go and find men and say, "Please lift me up."
Yeah. I can't walk on my own.
I pretty much just go home and sleep and watch Netflix. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can do. Doing a show like this, the one night that we do get off a week, it's it's really a huge commitment physically and emotionally being in a musical and doing this. And I think both of us, we are absolutely privileged to get roles like this, and only through doing it and having that experience you really understand the tax that it has on yourself.
I saw recently they're relaunching Priscilla, Queen of the Desert on stage, and Tony Sheldon is returning to the role of Bernadette. He's done that role for years. Yeah. How do you, you know, that must be such a skill and craft to keep it fresh and focused and find something new every night.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I mean, a chap in our show, Glaston Toft, did 4 years on Jersey Boys, and I think he's just about, they're about to redo it,
again,
and he's coming back on.
Oh,
he's
got to go back in, and back in for more.
Yeah, we sort of just feel the same way, like, wow, you know, you really don't see a lot of your family, and you're on tour a lot, and it's pretty tough.
So you've done Brisbane. You've done Sydney?
Yes.
Is Melbourne it, or will the rest of Australia get to see the show?
Melbourne is it.
Melbourne
is it. You're going to have a rest after.
6 weeks. 6 weeks left at the Regent, which is the most gorgeous theatre.
Isn't it lovely?
Yeah. Beautiful.
In Melbourne, and we feel very lucky to be performing there. And I think now it's getting to the point where I just want to enjoy every last show, because, you know, like I said, I won't be on stage for the rest of the year and may not ever be doing a role like this in a musical ever again. So it's so
this
much...
is your moment.
Last hurrah.
That's it. Who knows, man? They are doing West Side Story next year.
Really? When you're a chair.
So my question is, if the listeners out there have not gone and seen the show yet, what is the one act in it, or like one scene that just will have to make people go there, go and watch
spoilers, right?
Yeah, we want a spoiler, we want something.
I didn't hear Paulini sing.
I can vouch for the fact that when Paulini sings her last song in the show, it's pretty powerful moment. And there I get to come and stand on the edge of the stage and look out, and I see every night people crying and holding each other, and you know, I marvel at the voice that she has every single night. And apart from that, the karaoke scene is very funny.
Yes.
A lot of people, the feedback we get from people is that
it is actually
a nice little scene as well.
Yeah.
But there's so many through the whole show.
There is?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So if you want to see The Bodyguard playing at the Regent Theatre, you can get your tickets from Ticketmaster. How easy is that?
Too easy.
Ticketmaster.com.au. Is there a catch?
There's no catch.
It is so easy.
Do it. You might have too much fun. There is a risk.
Well, there's people dancing every night. And that's what's great about the Regent. There's so much room in the aisles.
People are up dancing. People are running down from where, you know, wherever
they're sitting. Yeah, we've had a bit of a mosh pit at the front of the stage.
Seriously, old theatre mosh pit.
Yeah. A Whitney mosh pit.
In the matinee, it's just Nan having a go.
So thank you very much for your time. Thank you for coming in, Paulini and Kit Gamlin from The Bodyguard. I'm feeling a little bit emotional. This is Whitney Houston. She's so emotional. You're on Joy.
I just do. You
Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.